From Ephesians and Matthew, in the present, God continues to make provision for us in the still contested arena of human life. Paul writes to the church from the prison and encourages them and us that we are not in a battle with each other, but that the battle is waged against evil. Evil in the world is real, and the forces of evil are the sin that separates us from God and tries to separate us from the love of Jesus, but will always fail. Paul tells us to put on the full armor of God and stand firm in the promise we receive from Jesus Christ on the cross. Paul knows we cannot stand alone against the devil and all that is evil in the world, but we don't have to. We can stand against evil by fastening the belt of truth around our waist. And we should put on the breastplate of righteousness. And for our feet, put on whatever will make us ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. It is our defense that comes from God that will help us stand against the evil that tries to shake us in our faith. God comes in Christ to save us from the sin and death of this world. It is in the resurrection of the Christ that, after defeating death and the grave, shows us the way to God's salvation. It is in the power of God that we have the promise of our resurrection and life eternal with God. Paul reminds us that our protection is from the Lord, and our only means of offense in attack is the sword of Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray for each other in the Spirit, Paul says, so as we live together in this world, we can boldly proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ to others. We can declare the promise of salvation to all God's creation, and the darkness that comes will not overcome us on that day. Paul tells us to stand firm in our faith and in confidence of the Word. We can take this promise to all people, proclaiming Jesus Christ as the gate to God's righteousness for all people. Using Paul's words, beginning with the 19th verse, pray also for me, so that when I speak, a message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. Paul gives us good news. Remember today, in a world so divided by hatred and fear, to put on your armor and stand with confidence that Jesus is the open gate to God's preferred future for us. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we hear Paul, while yet under arrest, he is also proclaiming the kingdom of God and teaching about the Lord Jesus Christ with all boldness and without hindrance. As we follow Christ, we ask in prayer for free and bold speech, whatever the circumstance is, ours as well. Lift us up in the confidence of your promise of salvation and give us courage to stand against the struggles of this world as we proclaim the Savior of the world. Jesus Christ is the open gate to you, Father. Amen.